Yeah, it's a band we noticed while we were over there called Australian Crawl. In fact, they had a number one record over there with a song called Reckless, which is a good song. And they hadn't had their record released anywhere else in the world.
So. I don't think they were going to have it released actually until, you know, we said, come on chaps, you know, it's worth more than that. Come on tour with us and see if you can do something with it. Because it is a very good song. I don't know if you've heard it. You certainly will be hearing something of it.
I think there's a lot of interest. My personal major interest in the place is that when you go there, you feel a real growing sense. The whole place feels like there's a lot of things that are just starting to happen. And since the last time we went there, about 2 years ago, an awful lot of things have changed there. Mm. It's really becoming a very special city. I think because they were so late growing up, they've managed to take a lot of the good points from other good cities like London and New York and avoid a lot of the bad points. And it's actually, I mean, the weather's really good there, the environment's good, the people are nice there. It's a very sort of happening place.
Yeah, I mean, apart from the fact that everybody I know is a closet kangaroo anyway.
Yeah, you know, they've got more kangaroos than people there.
Yeah. Oh, wait, as soon as we finish the British tour, we shall be going to Japan. And from there, we'll be going to America, doing a 2-month tour of the States. And after we've finished that, we may be doing some dates in Europe. Or we may be going to China. Mm. We may be making a film. Yeah. We may be going off to space. We could even start opening wine bars. Strike that. The world is your oyster. You've just got to find the little pearl that's hidden away.
I just try to take things in my stride, actually. I'm not that keen on oysters, but there again, I do eat them occasionally.